And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Corey and I are going to be hanging out, talking fishing with the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. And what great timing to have Woolley in here with all this great fishing going on. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. I'm stoked to be in the studio with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Corey, glad to have you. I know it was a busy day yesterday. You're up at the big Longfin customer appreciation sale, and having done that, been up there a part of it a few times, I can only imagine what it must have been like with the fishing as crazy good as it has been, and then knowing how much Tom and Eric throw down when it comes to a big sale time. I can't imagine what that must have been like yesterday.
They definitely do it right, and that super, super busy day. You can probably hear it in my voice. I mean, it was just an extremely long, busy day and some heat on it, too, in the parking lot. But the sales were just as heated in the shop, man. It was super, super busy.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of doing it right and busy guys, we're certainly stoked. I know both Corey and I to have Captain Brian Woolley in the studio, Dana Ward Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me down.
Yeah. It's like a 2-hour extended version of like our little, you know, we always get to catch up every weekend, and we're certainly stoked to have you in studio to hear all the stuff that's going on, man. This is it. This is the busy time of year, fall, like, this is like everybody's favorite fishing time.
It is, for sure. You know, gosh, summer's been good. Lots of people on all of our boats. And, you know, this is the time of year, like you said, everyone kind of looks forward to this time.
Yeah.
Some of the crowd stuff kind of mellows out, and some of the local regulars get the time to, you know, get their boat back sometime, right?
Totally.
And they get out there and have a good time. So, yeah, we like this time of year.
It's not that it's slow. I mean, it's still plenty busy and it's still plenty good, but it's just different. You know, it's like we always say it's local summertime.
Right, different vibe.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
And the vibe at Dana Wharf is the best. It's just the best. You guys have just the coolest operation. It's so family, and it's mellow, and it's fun, but it's great fishing. I love it. It is my favorite place to come fishing. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, we try hard to keep that vibe there, you know, the family vibe, the first-timer vibe, and, you know, that's what we really try to do there. So it's a fun time.
It's awesome. Dana Wharf is cool. It's so unique, too, that you guys have a good, serious fleet of boats and are always, you know, moving things around to provide the best fishing. You know, if the fishing is best at half day and a couple boats get chartered, you have the ability to slide other boats in and get half day fishing. Or if the good fishing is happening offshore, you got the ability to move things around, and you know, you keep the schedule so loose. Like you can tell that it's run by fishermen and not by somebody in an office that just, you know, we're gonna do this 9 to 5. You know, it doesn't work like that. You guys do what your customers and fish dictate, and I love that about it.
For sure. You know, we try and have our set scheduled trips. Like, we try and have an open party three-quarter day and some open party half-day options. But obviously, some charter business is going to, you know, take some boats out of that equation. But no matter what, we'll try and stick to, you know, those little set schedules. And what's neat about that is it will vary from boat to boat. You know, one boat might run an all-day trip one day, and the next day it's running a half-day and a twilight trip.
Right.
So it kind of gets spread out, just kind of like you said. So, but we try and have that nailed down to have that open party stuff. For
now,
sure.
Where is Woolley's home? Like, what is your home operation and boat? I know we have so many guys that fish with you all the time, but a lot of people that always, you know, every time we're doing shows or things like that, you're like the biggest compliment on the Catch Reports. Everybody loves hearing from Woolley and what's going on up there.
Right on. Well,
what's Woolley's operation if somebody wants to come fishing with you?
So I'm always on the Sun Fun. Mm-hmm.
That's your ride.
I've been on that boat since 1997.
So that's cool, man.
And that's what's cool about all of our boats, too, is, you know, the crews that we have on these different boats have all been there for a long time.
It's a family. Right?
That's their boat. That's their baby. They take care of it. They, you know, maintenance-wise and the whole deal. So yeah, I'm always on the Sun Fun. And kind of like I said, gosh, this last week I had 2 all-day trips, a 10 in the twilight, you know, a half day in the twilight, double half day, and a three-quarter day, I think, is my weight. So it was all over the place,
wow,
right?
It is. But so. And you're so lucky where the landing is. I mean, you're for my purposes, calico bass fishing, Clemente. I mean, dude, you're so close. That's the closest point of land to actually Clemente, you know?
That's there for our overnight guys. You know, I know Marcus fishes there on the Fury, for sure. That's his bread and butter when there's nothing going on offshore. But what's cool about it, too, is, gosh, our half-day stuff, like, you're baited up and you're out of the harbor and you're fishing.
Like right there.
In 15 minutes, you got the anchor over and you got bass boiling around and, you know, you're catching. You have legitimate catch going on.
In what is such an awesome stretch of the coast to fish coastal fish, whether it be bass or rockfish or barracuda, bonita, yellowtail, like, that's such a great piece of the coastline to fish.
There's some solid stretches, and it's, you know, there's some areas where, you know, you get some boat traffic because it's close, but then you get further down the beach, and it's, you know, it's like you're on the backside of Catalina or something, you know,
awesome.
When you're fishing North County and Camp Pendleton and stuff, you don't see a whole lot of boat traffic down there, and it can get good down there.
And that's the cool part. I mean, you don't have a landing close enough to the south of you, really, to bump up against your zone right there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see some guys from, you know, Oceanside and whatnot, but, you know, obviously they have
a
whole stretch
limited.
Below. Yeah, they have a whole stretch below their harbor that's phenomenal fishing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we don't cross paths too terribly often, but there's plenty of room and plenty of area for us to fish. And, gosh, I don't know if you guys see anything online going on, but, you know, they're expanding that artificial reef off San Clemente right now. There's all... hundreds of acres going in the water.
That's great news. So I wasn't aware. No, that's awesome.
Stuff out too. So yeah.
And there's a lot of kelp that grows off what was already existing there, right?
Right. A lot of kelp. You know, some of it's just starting to come back. We're starting to see some areas. Some areas where, gosh, it's been persistent kelp, nothing on it.
Really?
But we'll see it grow back. Sure. You know, as we get some water temps. Try to stabilize.
Now
like
is it there, Brian, or is it just, is it there and deeper, or is it, you know, just not showing itself on
the
surface?
Some of it's just not there.
At
like
all?
Nothing there.
Really?
Not even
okay.
a stringer growing okay. on areas where it's just been crazy thick. And then other areas where we haven't seen kelp in a while, it's growing.
It's showing.
So it's... It just shows how that stuff comes
and
goes.
It's such a weird plant, you know, like to think about it like that, how fast it grows and how, you
right.
know, hot water, big storm, and it's just gone. And, I mean, you're like you say, scorched earth gone, that's it, never going to happen again. And then you get a consistent weathered, cool, you know, water period, and next thing you know, it's just a forest again. Like
totally.
It's crazy how fast that can come and go and move. And, you know, it doesn't take long for a kelp forest to get very lush, and at the same respect, it doesn't take that long condition to wipe the whole thing out too. Like
right,
it's really
you know,
easy.
Like some of this warm water, 74, 75. Gosh, we had some 78 degree water last week. You know, not optimal, right?
Yeah, sure.
For that kelp, and you know, we'll get some wind and some weather come winter time, and that stuff will end up tearing out. But on the flip, you know, you get some cooler sea temps, that stuff will grow, and you know, in a matter of months, that stuff can be back and. In tip-top shape.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it grows up to 24 inches a day. That's what,
wild.
Like, you wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, you
know?
Sit and watch it grow.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, literally, right?
Right?
I mean, it can't be grown in the dark. It's got to be during daylight, right? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about that. But to think about how fast that could come back, just given a couple weeks of cooler water, and, you know, and then you got 20 foot of growth, really, you
and
know?
Boom, you're back at it, and that fish, you know, and it's... You know, that kelp bass, that calico bass, it really doesn't go anywhere, you know. So it'll settle on the hard bottom, that kelp will come back, it'll find its way into the canopy, and, you know, it's all good. So just because there's no kelp doesn't mean there's no fish. And we see
sometimes,
you know,
some of the better fishing. You're able to fish stones and pieces
right.
of hard bottom that you oftentimes can't get to, you know.
Get anywhere near because of the kelp.
For two or three years, we couldn't get into the shallow water because it was too kelped off, and now you're able to get into stones that are
untouched.
Get
into some rocks, and, you know. You can fish bigger baits and see a lot nicer fish.
I'll
you know
bet.
Stuff that you couldn't. You know, you couldn't fly line a mackerel into that kelp canopy without getting all wrapped up. Now you can, you know, send that mackerel in there and.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Speaking of baits, I know that has been a big change, and it's a thing that has now been consistent so long you start to forget about the past. But boy, what a great thing bait is at Dana Worth Sport Fishing.
100%.
You touched on it right off the bat. There is nowhere faster that you can buy your ticket, step on a boat. Drive 100 yards, not even that, you know, and be at the receiver now with Everingham Brothers, the best bait in the world, and be right back out.
It has been a game changer for us. I mean, John on the catch lot that hauls our bait.
Is that the boat that's doing it predominantly?
Yeah.
I spent 7 years of my life on that boat, okay? And that, out of all the boats in that fleet, that's the one that holds the bait. It just, it captures it, it loads it up and holds it and unloads it. The smoothest.
Really?
That's
unique to know. That's
cool. It's by far my favorite boat of the fleet.
That's awesome. I mean, his crew, they do such a great job. We're there frequently when they're unloading and
sure.
stuff, and just seeing the product come off their boat, we're really, really lucky to have what we have.
And John's a good guy, dude. John's
solid
been,
guy.
He's been part
Absolutely.
Of this sport industry and a part of the bait fleet now for, I'm going to guess, 40 years.
Right. And, you know, some of the guys that, you know, he'll bring bait down here to some of the, you know, guys down here in San Diego, and they're like, oh, yeah.
This guy's got it going on.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, certainly some great things. So what is going on this time of year? We're kind of entering that later part of the summer, fall's just around the corner.
Right.
What are the things that are going on at Dana Worth? And we touched on it that, you know, you always have all kinds of trips, halves and three quarters, but
right.
what's the type of fishing that is going on at Dana Worth, and what kind of fun can we expect when we come fishing with you and Pika and all the boys?
Got it. I mean, right now along the coast, there's all kinds of different options, and obviously we're going to go best scenario for our passenger. Our passengers.
Always, yeah.
And, you know, kind of our passenger load will dictate what we do, too.
Sure.
Sure, you know. Maybe on a weekend when we have a little bit heavier load, we'll fish, you know, different than what we would do midweek.
Yep.
Like midweek lighter loads, you might see a mix of stuff. We might go off the beach a little bit, look around for some kelp, see if we can find a little bit of, like, some of that yellowtail. There's still a little bit of that kind of, you know, on the outside. we'll slide in, maybe fish some bass in the morning, depending on, you know, if the offshore is blowing weird and we can't get the boat into the kelp or on the spot right, maybe we'll incorporate a little bit of bottom fish, mm-hmm. right? Go catch some reds or some grouper, something like that, some sculpin, and then slide in the afternoon when conditions have kind of, you know, straightened out and fish some bass that way. So we're able to mix in all kinds of different stuff because, you know, we have those options.
There again, that's the advantage of where you guys are situated, Dana Point, is all of right. that is always an option on every day. You know, right. you don't have to travel a long ways. If you want to get to good bottom fishing, you don't have to run 2 hours to get to one zone and then be out of position to come back and fish bass. I mean, it's everything is
right. I mean, even like on a half day, gosh, we got this deep water canyon right off Dana Point, and there's some solid rockfish stuff right on the edge of this canyon, right at the, you know, the depth restriction. And on a light load on a half day, we'll, you know, if we want to, we can throw some of that in the mix and get some nice reds and then go throw some bass on top of that in the afternoon. So it just depends. But there's always that bass element. That's kind of what put us on the map, and it's kind of what
bass
we like.
Capital.
That's what we have. You know, we have the habitat and the right structure where it can be really good and really fun and productive. And, you know, that's kind of our bread and butter.
Bass Capital. You know, I got in a conversation yesterday with a few guys, and we're talking about halibut fishing. I mentioned Dana Wharf and their halibut derbies during the wintertime.
Right.
When does that start up?
So we're getting close. I don't have the exact dates, but I think it's in, it's coming here real quick.
Like October, November period.
Yeah, October, November, so late fall, early winter. And that's, man, we've had some really good derby years over the past. 25 guys hop on a boat, and we'll go out and we'll drift it up, and we're able to cover different areas. If there's good areas of bait on the beach, you know, we'll go and we'll set up a drift through some bait. If there's, you know, whatever, we'll go out and give it a shot.
Yeah, we were talking about that and how good it can be right there and such an excellent time, wintertime fishery.
It's something different. And, you know, we have a lot of people that are really into that halibut stuff. Like guys that come out, we won't see them. The bass could be biting nails, right? Or there can be, you know, a shot at some offshore fish. We won't see those guys. They're hardcore halibut guys.
Give me halibut. It's on.
They want. And they're into it. They will sit at the rail and drag a sardine or a small mackerel across the bottom for hours on end.
Wait,
like something that, you know, maybe you or I would just be like, I can't do this, right? And they're into it. And that's their deal.
Gotta like it.
My favorite. It's been going on since 2009. Starts in November. This will be the 12th annual. And every year, my favorite part about when you give in your report is nobody is ever safe on that thing.
No.
I mean, there have been so many years where somebody catch a big fish that you think has got it locked up. You know, I got a 25 pounder. Like, that's a really big local halibut. That fish is never safe.
Never safe.
Yeah. How many times it feels like is that derby when won in the last week by a, Brian caught a 26 pounder, Dave caught a 39 pounder. Like it just seems like it happens all the time. It's so cool.
And that's what's so cool about it.
It is.
I think that's what keeps those guys at the rail, you know, because there's always that chance.
And there's some real money to be won. You know, it's a legit contest with a big first prize and a fun fish off. I mean, everything about it's cool. I love it. It's a good deal.
And gosh, we have great sponsors that provide some just killer prizes for the people that, you know, like the heaviest fish each month gets this killer tackle pack. I mean, it's worth almost $1,000 and stuff.
No kidding.
So, yeah, it's some good stuff.
That's great. That's the stuff I love about Dana Wharf. You guys do so much stuff, take such good care of your customers and your passengers, and you know, in addition to the great fishing, you guys do so much fun stuff like that. Kids clubs and, you know, discounts to guys. Just everything about it. It's just a great operation, and we're so proud to be associated with you guys, and we're stoked to have you on here, and we're stoked to talk fishing for the next couple hours.
Man, Rick and Brian, man, we've got a full 2 hours ahead of us. You want to give us a shout? The number is 833-288-0973. That's our number here at the Fan. We're giving away some pretty awesome prizes thanks to Brian and Dana Wharf. I know. It's so cool. One caller, 2 half-day tickets. Another caller is going to get 2 3-quarter-day tickets. I mean, how much cooler is it get than that?
That's awesome.
I can think of one way it gets cooler, and those callers are going to get T-shirts. We're going to get their shirt size and Dana Wharf T-shirts for those. And give us a shout again. We're going to be here with Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, all of you guys that make Ben and Woods part of your morning routine, just like your morning coffee, thank you, number one. And there's also a very easy way to listen. Just use the radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And man, I couldn't think of a better day to be in here with Brian Woolley, Bass Capital of the West. And
see, we got the two bass powers in here today. MC Swimbaits, Brian Woolley.
I say this guy over here. Yeah, yeah. He's the bass.
Fish are very safe today. Like, keeping these two guys off the water. Like, today's a good day to be a calico bass. Tomorrow, not so much. Today's a good day.
Back at it
good
tomorrow.
Day to be a bass, right. For sure. One of the funnest places to do that, though, like, you know, you talk about it all the time on the show. If you're a guy that likes cast and retrieve action, There is no better area to do that than Danforth. There's, you know, like anything, there are times of year when that bass is all big, and there's times when it's all sublegal, and there's times when it's a great mix of both.
Right.
But if you want action, I don't know that there's a better place to throw a leadhead and a swim bait on some light line than on the kelp line at Dano. I mean, it's just, there is always fish there. There's not always 4-pounders, but if you like action, taking a kid fishing with you, that's it. I mean, that's the right. One of the best places in the world to go.
And that's the key, right? I mean, like the kid, for example, if you want your kid to come and you want them to come again with you,
exactly.
They need to catch something, right? They don't necessarily need to take it home with them, but they need to be able to cast and get it all figured out. And we can for sure, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say guarantee it, but we have a lot of spots and a lot of places where we can take that kid and
yep.
Give them a good experience so that they want to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I've talked to people that have been out with you, Brian, and I know how well you take care of the bigger fish, you know. You put them on spots where they're going to catch a 6 to 9 pounder. You're promoting that thing, you know. You're keeping it alive and letting them be a part of the jackpot, but yet
right.
Releasing that fish.
Release the fish, you know. Yeah. We'll weigh it or do whatever we need to do, but, man, there's been some days we've told our guys, all right, we're going to slide in here. We're going to get the boat anchored up in, you know, 12 feet of water. You're going to see these brown torpedoes shooting out of the eelgrass, right?
Yeah.
Just, you got to put them back, you know.
Yeah.
We'll bring in here to catch them, but that's, you know, that's your right.
Catch. And they're on board with it.
And they're like, let's go.
So oh, we'll
slide
cool,
in there
man.
And we'll do it. And do you see their minds are blown when they, you know.
Yeah,
you know, the net comes
it.
Out and we're, you know, carefully netting these fish to get the hooks and stuff out and. Yeah, it's cool to see.
Oh,
you,
I love it.
That's
it,
got me
yeah.
Fired up, dude.
Brown torpedoes coming out of the surf grass. Totally.
Well, speaking of fired up, I know another place with some great fishing that we all love to go down to is down to Rancho Leonero, and we got John Ireland is on the line right now, and I think Adam's got talking to him for just a few, so we'll take another quick break before we get John here going, but excited to hear the report with what's going on at Rancho Leonero. So in the meantime, let's jump into the phones, Corey, and get things started that way.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you know it's me?
Well, we just go with it, Mark. Yeah. Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Hey, I had a question. What's the deal with these derbies? How do they run?
You talking like the halibut derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have two ways that our derby runs. We have a specific drift trip, which usually we run on a Friday or a Sunday. It's a 3-quarter-day trip. Departs at 7, back at 4 o'clock, and it's strictly targeting halibut. 25 anglers on that trip. They're automatically entered into the derby when they buy their ticket for that trip, and we'll go out and drift, right? And guys will catch a fish, a couple fish. They'll get the fish weighed on board the boat. We'll get their name and all the details that pertain to the fish, and that information will go onto a leaderboard specifically for that halibut derby, right? And then there's 25 spots on this leaderboard. Once the leaderboard gets full with, you know, various sized fish, then guys start catching additional fish. People that, you know, have maybe a smaller fish, they're going to get bumped off that leaderboard. So that's on the drift trip, the specific halibut trip. But then on any open party trip, you can buy into the derby by buying an additional ticket.
Oh, so you don't have to be.
You don't have to.
Oh,
so
that's
for
cool.
Like $5 extra on a 3-quarter-day
yeah,
trip,
sure.
You can buy in. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't know that. And that's, you know, it's good because a lot of times
totally.
On all these trips, we'll catch these additional halibut. And we're like, dude, that's a nice fish. We're in the derby. And they're like, I didn't do it.
I mean, that's like the secret to it
right.
Because you know, especially when you're just fishing in good hard bottom Dana Point areas and you're on a 3-quarter day, you might be one of three guys that's sliding a bait down across the bottom instead of the whole boat. I mean, that
right.
might be one of the secrets
right.
to getting your name on that leaderboard.
Yeah, we get some guys too. You know, they'll fish a big bait and they'll cast as far as they can, slowly drag it across the bottom on some of those open party trips.
I'll bet.
So, you know, that's the guy that, you know, doesn't want the stern. He's up at the bow of the
yeah,
boat.
Yeah, exactly.
The bait. So those are the two ways that you can get in the derby with us during the derby time period.
Mark, you ready to come up from Santee and go do some fishing?
Yeah, sure am.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the phone call very much. All right.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So with that said, now we got we got John on the line. We're going to head on down to Rancho Leonero in the beautiful East Cape. Talk to John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey, Brian.
Morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Oh, Pedro's up in Utah, huh?
Trying to drop a big elk with Mike Lum, Harold Davis. Send us a photo of some beautiful-looking elk country, so I'm sure there's not much cell service on the mountain where those guys are at, but hopefully they come back with some backstraps for us.
A little bit of a harvest.
I think this hunting's a first for Pete, so it should be interesting.
I was joking with Pete. He'd always give me a hard time about, you know, bird hunting, dove hunting, turkey hunting, all those things. And, like, Pete was like the equivalent of just like, you know, I think I want to try this fishing thing. I'm going to jump on the Royal Polaris for an 18-day and go catch a 300-pounder. You know, like, why not just go straight for the top, you know? Yeah, we're pretty excited. Yeah. It's going to be a cool experience. And, yeah, very anxious to hear how it goes. And we'll be talking to him next week when he comes back in here. So did you give him a little bit of coaching, John, you know, with a long career of doing a lot of time, spending a lot of time in the field?
A little. I told him, hold low, hold low. When you miss, you normally shoot over the top of him, is my advice to him. He's with the right guys, too. He's got good coaches with him. They'll keep him in line, and they'll have a great time.
That's pretty.
Like it. It's a beautiful time of year up in the mountains. In Utah, for sure.
Yeah, what a cool time to be around those things bugling around. We're excited to hear it, and we're also excited to hear what's going on. I understand that the East Cape has just been having some really good stretch of fishing right now.
It's blowout. Literally everything's going on. Every species is biting right now, and biting aggressively. It's been real nice weather. The temps dropped down to the high 80s. We're getting a couple days of rain, afternoon rain. It's real tropical, and everything's really greened up. It's beautiful down there. It's beautiful. Water temps 86 degrees, real consistent, and lots of fish, holding lots of fish. The yellowfin, early in the week, were both outside under the porpoise and inside off of a Rincon, you know, just right off the front, Pomo boundary there. And outside, they were catching early in the week 100-pound fish under the porpoise. The porpoise kind of moved out, and so the bite really moved to off of Rincon, just 1 to 3 miles off the beach. We've got loads of sardine in the bay. We've been kind of struggling for bait out here, and all of a sudden, the sardine really showed up in a big way this last week. And so the sardine has really helped the fish. And what they're doing is they're soaking bait 1 to 3 miles off the beach there between the lighthouse and and Rincon, and they're picking up limits of yellowfin, some footballs where they're getting released, but I'd say the average fish is 15 pounds to 45, and limits literally for all anglers. Dorado mixed in with them, taking the sardine as well. There's Dorado spread everywhere. They're taking the larger Dorado. The bulls are taking the marlin lures and the ballyhoo. They're trolled outside, but there's big schools of Dorado everywhere. Lots of Dorado, you know, small to medium guys, most of them, but loads around, limits of Dorado as well. The Wahoo are a longer boat ride. Everything's been pretty close. All the fishing's been real close. But the Wahoo are down off of Venaramas, off the White Cliffs, and loving the CD18 Rapalas. You know, if you go down there and troll them, and again, that's 1 to 2 miles off the beach. They're right off the White Cliffs. And they're picking up a Wahoo to 70 pounds. Not much pressure there because everybody's sticking around for the Dorado and the yellowfin real close. Marlin bite, gosh, not much pressure on them either. Everybody's going for the meat fish, but some big, big marlin around. One of the local commercial pongeros this week caught an 800-pound black.
Whoa, no kidding.
Big fish. Yeah, a lot of sails, a lot of stripers, and then a good mix. I'd say one every fourth or fifth fish is either black or blue. But not much pressure, but they're around. They're right off the bank in front of the La Rivera drop-off down the trail. It's very close as well. Inshore, rooster fish, not much pressure there. Everybody's going outside after the tuna and Dorado. But 50-pounders released are common. And the sardine is helping there as well, picking up a lot more rooster fish this week. And, again, not much pressure for those guys. A lot of people are fishing inside on the drop-offs. So big amberjack, big pargo. Pompano, it's a lot of barred cargo. They're catching black grouper, all on sardine, chunk squid, and skipjack. And so, everything's really going up.
John, I don't think that there was a type of fish that you catch in the East Cape that you didn't cover in that one, man. It is all biting down there. Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah, full dance card. It's exceptional, and of course all the anglers are happy. Everybody's catching fish, so we're pleased. A good fall for sure, and I expect the bite to continue, especially with all the sardine in the bait. That's really made a difference, the bait.
It's a great time of year to be down at the ranch, and I know that it's a busy time of year, but you've always said there's always spots that you can slide in, especially if you want to take advantage of this good fishing opportunities. Come down and join you and get in on the action while it's still red hot?
Absolutely, yeah. We have rooms right through the season now, so come on down and take advantage of it. If you do want to come down and you are interested in the Wahoo, bring a couple of CD18s with you, because one Wahoo strike just tears them to pieces, so we're running through them. So if you do come down and you're interested in Wahoo, be sure and bring some Rapalas or Marauders.
That sounds like a fair trade-off, though. I think I would take a CD18 for a Wahoo.
I'll trade a Rapala for a shoulder filet of Wahoo any day.
Yeah,
that's great,
oh, yeah.
John.
Well, those, you know how mouthy they are. Their strike is ferocious, and they just tear them up, but they love them.
Champagne problems, man. I like that.
Yeah.
We'll take that
there
all day.
You go.
Well, John, if somebody wants to come join you, stay at my most favorite place in the whole world to be and get in on that great fishing, how do we do that?
Thank you, Rick. It's 800-646-2252. Or go to our website, RanchoLandero.com. We've got photos of all these fish, lots of photos this week.
Awesome, buddy. Great job, John. Sure appreciate a fantastic report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you will, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Pedro and see how he did on his hunt, huh?
Us too, buddy. Thanks, John, very much. Talk to you real soon. Appreciate that. Corey, phones are packed up. If somebody wants to join us this morning, get in on the action. Also have your chance at winning those killer prizes. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan. Let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Rosemead this morning. I know he wants in on those 2 half-day or 2 3-quarter-day tickets.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, you're darn right there, Corey. Good morning, Rick.
What's up, buddy?
And Brian. That is kind of a weather question for you, Brian. I'm noticing the weather this week is going to cool down, and we're going to have a couple of little, I guess, maybe mild low-pressure systems sweeping down. Going out on Tuesday and Wednesday to Catalina on about a 30-foot, more of a pleasure craft than a hardcore fishing boat, but my friend's boat's right here, right there in Dana Point Harbor. So what do you think the weather's going to be like midweek for us anyway?
Gosh, you know, to be totally honest with you, I try not to look at the weather as much as we probably should, right? You don't want to set yourself up for potential frustration midweek when, you know, things aren't as they call or whatnot. But, you know, as long as there's not a whole bunch of wind, right, I think you'd be fine. You know, sometimes the pressure change can do things to fish. You know, we've certainly seen it along the beach. Gosh, you know, you go from a nice high pressure to a low pressure and things kind of, you know, we'll tighten up or slow down a little bit. But I think as long as there's not a whole bunch of wind in the forecast, you should be able to get over there and, you know, you should be able to fish either the front or the back of that island without any problem. You know, it's when you get a little bit of wind out of the south or something like that, sometimes that back of the island can get a little washed out or a little tricky. And you can just, you know, it's the beauty of the island. You can roll around to the front and fish the lee and, you know, you'd be all good. And vice versa, if it gets a little funky out of the west, you know, you can fish that back east and you'd be all good.
I just jumped on Wendy just for the sake of checking Wendy TY there, and just you look like you got great conditions. Tuesday through Wednesday, wind out of the west, never more than 10 knots.
Perfect.
Just, I mean, you know, midday, it's 5 knots on the whole backside of the island. I would say, you know, obviously whatever the pressure situation is what it is, but as far as the wind goes, it looks like you're going to be just fine. Little bit of wind coming in late Thursday, backing right off again by Friday. It looks like a pretty solid week of it. I don't think you got much to worry about, buddy.
And that ride home from Catalina to Dana is so much more friendlier than
absolutely
than
the direction
to
the
west.
Than to Long Beach or something,
right.
You know. I mean, that section is probably the worst part of the ocean I've ever seen in my life, right?
It can get juicy for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a solid direction to be coming home to Dana, no doubt about it.
Right.
I think you're in good shape, Mike.
Okay, thank you. I always keep my fingers crossed. Are you still there?
Yeah, absolutely, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so, hey, Corey, yesterday Rick mentioned that you hand-pour all your plastics. I mean, what kind of operation do you run there? I know it's out of your garage, or maybe you have a warehouse. And
I've got a shop, Mike, and my entire life is fishing lures. And seriously, I mean, I do. I make every single one by myself. Nobody touches any other part of it than myself, and it's a single-handed operation, and it's a daunting task, honestly. If you come to the Fred Hall Long Beach show and see what I've got laid out, or you go to the Longfin yesterday, Mike, and you see that, there's people that can't believe it, you know?
I was complimenting on why every MC swim bait looks so good. You know, the colors are always perfect. The pores are always perfect. You don't see overpours. You don't see the bait separating from each other. You don't see color lines that are bleeding on one from the other. And I was mentioning it's because of your, you know, it's your love for it, you know, that Corey pours every single one. It's not a group of guys. It's not that Corey oversees a batch. Like, every single bait that goes into a bin for sale, it was poured by you and inspected by you, and that's why that level of quality is just so over the top.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's guys like you, Mike, and Rick right here, and Brian sitting next to me, and that really keep it going. I've been able to do it for over 20 years, and
that's awesome.
And just completely thankful, and thanks again. Yeah,
that's
I'm sorry.
Cool.
Enough of ringing my own bell. But yeah.
Hey, Mike, have a great trip over Catalina, buddy. I think it's going to be a really good one for you. Be safe over there and look forward to some good fishing.
And give us a report when you get back.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Brian Woolley and Dana Wharf Sport Fishing on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, having Corey Sandin and Brian Woolley sitting right next to me and talking all this bass fishing, can't think about the number of great Shimano bass-related products that have come out, and have come out recently. And I think one of the things that's so cool is Shimano covers both bases so well, from the highest-end, smoothest operating reels, saltwater-focused reels like Tranks 200 and Tranks 300, to the budget-minded angler also providing really good quality with SLX and that brand-new SLX DC. I mean, there are really very nice, capable, smooth-casting, great-drag, low-profile bass reels now that are under $200 that have DC casting technology. You can buy a great SLX for $100 and have a reel that'll go bass fishing at Dana all day long.
I think I like the DC 150, to be honest with you. I think
perfect.
That's probably my favorite. And I got Denora a Tranks 200. What better to walk into a tackle shop and purchase a Tranks 200 for a beginner, and she's off to the races.
And all skill levels are covered in things like that. You know, their variable braking casting control systems are such that if you're new to it or you want to make an investment in a reel and maybe also let your son or daughter who's getting into it, your girlfriend who's getting into it, you can dial those casting controls all the way up and make a very easy cast with virtually no backlash. And then as their skill level increases, you start dialing that drag back down, and their casting distance will increase as their skill level matches it. There's some great options out
there. That's what we're doing with the Tranks 200, buttery smooth for Denora.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a great rig. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Good fishing going on right now, and with good fishing comes finding out what's going on. It's time for our catch report this morning, and there has been some great fishing, Corey. I think this is going to be a very good catch report coming
up. I'm into it, and the catch report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Now they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, one of my favorites, at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Get the spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing, like we talked about.
That's a sweet deal, man. Every time I roll through there, getting ice, getting fuel, getting whatever, and we head down to the boat, I'm always always scoping out, seeing the pokey kit. And I think that's such a perfect spot to do it. You come back from fishing, have a couple of yellowfins, snag one of their pokey bags, go back home, and you look like a pro chef with so little effort put into it. That's a pretty sweet call.
So many guys launch from right there at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Check it out.
Yeah, it's an easy spot. That's a good call, Corey. Hey, let's start off our catch report. We're going to talk to the girl in charge. That's Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing is on the line right now. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
You're having fun.
Good morning, Rosie. There's only one thing that could be better, and that's Cedros Island, Calico Bass.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't it great? And you know what, Corey? I have to say, you know, you guys are talking about the quality control because you pour each and every one of those, and I know you both know that is, you know, our go-to bait for catching calicos down at Cedros.
Oh, that's cool, Rosie.
Love them.
Rosie's
on the last.
Rosie's the reason why we never have Christmas tree 5-inch Viejo or 5-inch standard in stock at Fisherman's Landing. Like, she sends every person down there, like, I can always spot a guy going fishing with Rosie from a mile away. We'll be in the shop, and we have a really large display of MC swim baits. Like, we have a lot of them. And I just see some guy come up with a double handful of Christmas trees. Like, so when's your trip to Cedros? Oh, I'm going in 2 weeks. It's funny you say that. Like, always know that, like, if we're out, it's Rosie's fault. I'm just saying that right now.
It is. It totally is. I know in August we sent someone down there. I think we called, and you had 40 in stock, and he took 30.
Yeah, exactly. And his buddy, he set the other 10 aside for his bud who was coming down to pick up the rest of them. Rosie, I know there's some great fishing going on down there right now. We've been kind of hearing some of the reports. You do such a great job on the social media. It sounds like it's biting.
Yeah, you know what, it is biting. The last couple of weeks have really produced, you know, consistent yellowtail fishing. A lot of the fish right now are in that 15-pound range, which, you know, for us is a catch and release, a 15-pounder. And then, you know, those solid 18 to 25-pounders, they're not few and far between, but for every maybe I would say 8 to 10 of the 15-pounders you catch, you're going to get 5 or 6 of those 18 to 25-pounders, and then those 30-pounders, you know, you'll get 1 or 2 of those in between there. So everyone's going home with limits of, you know, 25 to 30-pounders. It just might take you a little bit longer in your day to get it, which is just fine. You know, you don't want to end your day, you know, in 2 hours catching, you know, 5 30-pound fish. go ahead and get it in 6 hours and get those 25 to 30 pound range and then head off to do the calico bass fishing. Surface iron is still king down there. Mint and white, blue and white. Yellowtail are just totally going off on there. As far as the calico bass, it is Corey's NC swim baits, always doing well. The jerk baits, Colt snipers. We've got a father and son down there right now. First time his son's been to the island, 10 years old, and they targeted some sheephead yesterday. And, yeah, guess what they caught him on? They caught him on Corey's MC swim bait.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the he's 10, 11 years old, and he was catching 6- and 8-pound sheephead and just having a blast. I'll actually get those pictures up on the social media this morning. So the water temperature is in the 70s right now, the low 70s, 70, 71. The guys are out there today. There is no wind today on between Cedros and Benito, so they're going to go out there and try to target some wahoo, see if we can get our wahoo bite going.
Oh, nice. That's crazy. Good call. Good call.
Yeah,
so Rosie,
yeah.
I talked to two different groups that are coming down with you. One group is Ed is coming down in a couple weeks, and then there's another group of guys that were coming down in a month, like 4 weeks, and they were so pumped on the wahoo thing that probably a good time to talk about it.
No
I mean, what are the prospects looking like?
Actually, they are looking pretty good. You know, as you know, down on Cedros, we do have a couple commercial fishermen that do fish that side of the island. And not only have they been seeing, you know, yellowtail and Dorado out there, which our group just has not targeted yet. They've been just wanting their yellowtail. But they said they did see a few, you know, wahoo coming through. And I think one of the commercial guys did catch one wahoo. So,
how exciting.
I know. So we're hoping that this is our group. It's actually Luke Burson is down there right now. Luke and Andy are down there. So we're hoping that today is our day that they get some wahoo on for that Javier Superponga.
Right on,
that's
Rosie.
That's crazy.
Oh, how
good
exciting.
Times.
Well, certainly some great fishing going on. I know that things just get super packed, but you always seem to work magic with sliding people in, cancellations, and next year I know is booking up super, super fast. So if somebody does want to get in on all the fun at Cedros Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
Yeah, give me a call. I do have one spot open if there's a single that wants to slide on October 5th through 9th. Phone number to call is 619-772-7570. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me, or you can reach me by email, rosie@cedrosportfishing.com.
Awesome.
And just FYI, the Let's Talk hookup trips for 2020 are booked solid with a waiting list.
How cool is that? Well, we're certainly excited. I mean, it's an obvious reason. You slide us in on two fantastic dates, and the fishing has certainly shown. Rosie, appreciate a great report. Great job, as always. Give our best to Jeff, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. Sounds good, guys.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie. All right. Now let's talk to our surf guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line as we speak. Gundy, what's going on in the surf?
Hey, gentlemen. Let me pose a question.
I'm ready.
Why does a sheephead eat a swim bait down there, but they won't eat one up here?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, right?
It does happen locally. It does. And,
occasionally.
It does. And I think the red crab thing is kind of what, kind of the key trigger there with a you know, all red glitter swim bait or whatever, Gundy. I know you've seen it.
Yep. I think there's a competition factor, too, where you can't think about it down there. You know
there
what I mean?
There it is, yeah.
There's a lot of species there. They got to be more aggressive. I don't know. Maybe I've always thought about that. But I got a sheephead to report to you guys, too, coming up here.
Already.
Let me describe it right now. The scene in the surf is the peak Corbina fishing. You know, the water temperature is ideal. Tons of sand crabs and tons of fish. And I'm serious. The reports I'm getting, guys are averaging 3 and 4 fish in a session. And for Corbina fishing, that is excellent. We'll start up north where we have a hook, line, sinker. They reported good halibut action. And this is probably the only place we found good halibut action up on those northern beaches. Most of the fish have been 18 to 28 inches, but they're catching them consistently on the metallic sardine, flash minnows. And then the bait soakers are getting them on the cut anchovy. But here's the fish. Wiley's reported their catch of the week, a 28-pound sheephead. Nice. And one of the young anglers who hangs out in the shop there was fishing for bat rays with his buddies right at dark, soaking a whole squid. and that big sheephead come up and eat that whole squid. He had a 9-aught hook on for a bat race, so he had the right hook on set into that tough sheephead's mouth, and he's going to fire off a photo for me, so I'm looking forward to
that. That's cool.
That's yeah. One heck of a goat right there, 28 pounds.
28 pounds,
dude.
I know. But you know what? You soak a whole squid. I remember last year I had an angler soaking a whole squid at a 7.5-pound spot fin, you know. So you go big sometimes,
yeah.
You get big. You know what I'm saying? Just Fishing also reported excellent Cobrina action along Torrance and Hermosa beaches. The hot spot there has been towards the cliffs on Torrance there, and some real nice fish, 2 to 4 pound fish in there, and the guys are screening for sand crabs or digging for them, you know, finding those bigger sand crabs. There's lots of small ones, and that's kind of been key. Big Fish reported good Corbina action this week. Most of their fish were smaller class, 1 to 2 pound, with a few kickers. Catch 'em Tackle reported 4-pound, 2-ounce Corbina taken at 52nd Street on a soft shell. The group, again, had several fish apiece, and they found the better crabs along the jetty rocks using the screen. And you'll find that sometimes the pier piling jetty rocks, you get those nuggets. With the streaky water in Capitol Bay, Corbina anglers found cleaner water up at Salt Creek and Strands. And most of the fish there were 2 to 3 pounds, but they had a very good bite. And any cast outside the surf line would net a croaker. And the croakers were taking the sand crabs too, and they had a 5-pound, 2-ounce croaker there on a sand crab. Real nice fish. Pacific Coast reported good Corbina action. That Army Navy Academy has been real consistent for those guys. And then they're averaging 3 fish in a session. And then they also had a couple 5-pound class spot fin taken off tabletops there. But boy, a very fishy situation with the Corbina. And like I say, the beach crowds are gone. We had this full moon with a strong tide, and boy, those fish sure showed up biting. So we won't have a whole bunch of time left, but I'd say the next month here is going to be some very consistent fishing.
I dig it, man. That's a great report, Gundy.
Crazy.
I mean, well, you talk about everything a guy would want to catch in the surf. It's certainly happening right now, and you nailed it too with the crowds going. This is the time that a guy likes to go down to the beach, still have that that good season, you know, fishing, but you get the beach to yourself in the mornings and the evenings.
That's right. That's right. Now, you know, you can catch fish through the crowds, but boy, when you don't have noise, distraction, traffic, all of that, boy, they just react a lot better. That's just my experience. So.
I dig it, man. Well, Gundy, great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate that. We'll look forward to another one here next week.
All right, gentlemen. Great show. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
All right, and the Catch Report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. Full line of freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. And right at the end of 67 is East County Bait and Tackle. At the end of the 67, like I said, at Maple View and Lakeside.
Very easy to find.
It
great
is.
Great shop. Great guys. I love me some ECBT.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Get yourself a little bit of Gene in your life.
No doubt about
All
that.
All right. Hey, the lines are absolutely packed up. We're going to come back with your calls on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Matt Strom from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
This ballgame belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7676 or check kingfishercharters.com.